Hello and welcome to Moneyline. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me here today. It is Tuesday, November 17th. I did a double check. Man, time's flying when you're having fun. We're going to talk today all about your questions. I went right to Twitter. I took them. I have them written down right here. Everything from Bitcoin to this market rallying to vaccines, how to play it, all coming up right now on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, folks, again, this is Matt McCall. It is November 17th. It is a Tuesday. It is about 11:30 East Coast time. You can see behind me right now, we have the S&P 500. And we have it right now down about 15 points, which is a drop about 0.4%. If we take a look at the NASDAQ composite, see how the big tech stocks are doing. Looks like it's down about 18 points, which is less than 0.2%. So very small pullback here on the NASDAQ. And you can see here we're trading right near an all-time high. So that's good news. The Russell 2000, the small cap index, hit a new all-time high on Friday, followed through yesterday. And I got to tell you, that's the first breakout we've seen in well over a year in the Russell 2000. And the stats show that is a very, very positive sign for the small caps and the overall market. So we've seen a lot of really bullish action here. The breadth, which is spelled B-R-E-A-D-T-H, of the market right now, it's really the market internals. It tells you how strong the market is internally, not just the overall markets, but how things are going underneath the market. Well, the internals right now are extremely strong. We had over 65% of the S&P 500 last week hit 20-day highs. That means it's not being led like we were for a large portion of the rally that we've had over the last several years by the big names, the FANGs, if you will, the Facebooks, the Amazon, the Apples, Netflix, Google, throw Microsoft in there. The big names made up a large portion of the gains of the indexes. Now we're starting to see the small caps, which have lagged quite a bit, really start to come back. So I'm loving that. And as you know, for a lot of what I do, the small caps is where it's at. And I'm having a VIP member live webinar, like literally live. You ask me questions live, coming up at 1 o'clock. So this is, by the time this comes out, it's going to be past. But we do it once a month for our VIP members with investment opportunities and some other members as well. So I just have this paper in front of me because I'm going to be talking about small caps and how I love them. And I want to give you a great example. On the 5th of February, I came out with a micro cap portfolio, 10 stocks, February 5th of this year. Mind you, that was exactly 2 weeks before the top of the market, before the COVID bear market, fastest in history, happened. Since that time, that portfolio, that micro cap portfolio, is up 72%. The average portfolio, where the micro cap index is up 6%. I'll take it a step further. A few weeks after that, on the 1st of August, I came out with the Crisis and Opportunity. Many of you watched that. Again, a portfolio basket of about 8 to 10 stocks. That portfolio since that time is up nearly 120%. The portfolio, not stocks, the portfolio. The market's up 45.5% in that time frame. And a lot of these are small cap stocks. So the small cap stocks really are the place to be. And the reason I shared these numbers is because in a time where the small caps have lagged the big guys, we've been able to crush the market. Just imagine now. With 2021 rolling around, I think we're entering a multi-year massive bull market in small caps. And then you take it one step further, past the fact that we've been able to outperform in small caps already, then you go a step further, and if the small cap indexes do great, what about the individual stocks in there? You know, my goal, obviously, is always to beat the index, get some stocks that are doing even better. You can see how we're doing the microcap portfolio that we launched on February 5th of this year. That portfolio is up 72%. The index that tracks that's up 6%, beating by 12x. That's insane, folks. So when I talk about how big the gains can be in the small cap stocks and mid cap stocks and micro cap stocks in the next couple of years, just think about how well we can do when we're picking the stocks that are inefficient. The great thing about small caps is they're not covered by a ton of analysts, so they're inefficient. We don't know really much about these companies, but if you do the type of research we do, which it's tougher now these days without traveling really. But the boots on the ground, your deep research beyond just your typical look at the fundamentals, look at the charts, but the more make calls, see what's going on. It is called boots on the ground. That's what we do, and that's what we specialize in, and that's why we're so good when it comes to the mid caps and small caps and micro cap stocks out there. So, all right, let's jump into it. I'm gonna keep the show a little bit quicker because, like I said, a lot of busy day here. I mean, I've been nonstop. I still got my Dunkin'. I like that they have the Christmas colors here. So that's gonna lead me to first question. Somebody asked about and. We had a huge discussion in the office this morning about this. Investing, I mean, I'm calling it post-COVID. We did the crisis and opportunity back April 1st. Again, I told you how that portfolio is up nearly 120%. What about the recovery and opportunity portfolio? We had crisis and it was opportunity, but we have recovery. Because there's been a lot of vaccine news, which I'm going to talk about. A lot of people questions about that. But when we have the vaccine, and people get back to normal, and people start traveling. Some of these stocks are so beaten down, they're going to do well. So I'm putting together a recovery and opportunity portfolio. I'm hoping to launch it in the next couple of weeks. Maybe it'd take a little bit longer because I obviously always do my research on the stocks. But I think there's a great opportunity there. And I'll give you my boots on the ground of what I saw this weekend. I went to a mall outside D.C., Tyson's Corner. There's the Galleria, and then I think it's called Tyson's Corner Center or something like that. The Galleria is pretty high-end. Saks, Gucci stores, Yves Saint Laurent, Chanel. I'm a Gucci guy. Many of you guys know I buy so many Gucci sneakers. Such a waste of money, but you got to spend your money on something. I don't spend it on much else other than travel, which I can't travel. So I waited in line to get into the Gucci store. And I was in there for a while, just talking to the people. And the salesman that was helping me, he was talking business, and I said, man, you got a hell of a line outside. He goes, wait till Christmas time rolls around. We're concerned the line's going to be too long. He said, in Chicago right now at the Gucci store, it's like around the block. And he had a regional manager in there a week before this, so last week. And she told him that Gucci's on pace to have their best year ever. And again, that pisses a lot of people off because it's like, well, the rich get richer, the rich have money to spend, and people are out of jobs. And I get that. I it's not why I'm saying this, but I know somebody's going to think that. But what I'm trying to tell you here, though, is the fact that there's this pent-up demand out there, folks. And I've mentioned this several times. The amount of cash in checking accounts in the United States right now is at an all-time high. The amount of cash in savings accounts in the United States right now is at an all-time high. We're likely to get another stimulus bill in the next couple of months. The media's going to tell you we're not, and they're fighting over it, the left and right. That's bullshit. We're going to get one. So when that happens, the market takes off. It probably anticipates it and rallies ahead of it. So you want to be in for that. But the point is, the last stimulus went into checkings and savings. There's a pent-up demand. I think this holiday season is going to be insane. I think it's going to blow the doors off any holiday season we've ever seen. Granted, a lot of it is going to be online because the people don't feel comfortable going to the malls. I hate the fact, I wear the mask when I'm supposed to. I just don't. It bothers the hell out of my nose, and it bothers the back of my left ear. I have these big-ass ears, and it hurts. So I hate wearing the damn mask. The amount of times I had to go in the corner and take it off just to breathe, it sucks. I just don't like it. But I do it because that's the right thing to do. So I do it. But, boy, the moment I walked out of those stores, I took it off and got outside and took a deep breath. But people don't want to wear it, so they may not go to stores. They may do their buying online. So I think retail is going to be huge. I think some of these retail stocks and retail sales today came in again, fifth straight month, best level ever. And I'm going to pull up the S&P Retail Index ETF here for you behind me, XRT, S&P Retail ETF, the spiders. Just look at this. And here's a long-term chart. And look what we see here. This chart is going back. This is 2006 when it launched. But as you can see, I'll get rid of this for you. I don't know why that is there. But I'll see if I can get rid of that. I can't. Just ignore it. I'll move it. How's that? So look at this high, how it hit in 2015. We came up again. We hit that high in 2018. What did we do this year? We blew through that to a new all-time high. You would never think that with the way the media tells you how everything's shut down, nobody's doing anything, but retail broke above a six, seven-year triple top broke out. You know how bullish that is, folks? And we're not even at a holiday season yet. So to me, yes, we're going to see it. And, okay, I talked about Gucci, so here I'll share an idea with you. This is the company that owns Gucci. They own Balenciaga. You ever see those dad shoes, the big shoes? Those are hot shoes out there right now. Sneakers, they've been hot for a while. But Keurig is a company that owns a bunch of the brands. French company, K-E-R-I-G. But Gucci's one of them. And as you can see here, let me give you a long-term chart. Look at this. All-time high. I mean, that tells you something. So as negative as the media is and as scared as they try to make us, I mean, it's very simple. You know, Jim Cramer, who I've always had a ton of respect for, he's a Philly guy like me, diehard Eagles fan like I am. Back before he was on TV, he had a radio show. I was a co-host of a radio show. We were a bit of competitors. Oh, but I always respected him. I don't know if he's losing his shit as he gets older or what, or he's just he's fallen into the media, and he's now a media guy. He's not for the investor, I'll tell you that. Blatantly, he doesn't give a shit about us. Doesn't care about investors at all. Not one iota. I follow him on Twitter. I'm about to stop following him. Because it's becoming political. It's becoming about the virus. And if you don't wear a mask, you're a bad person. I'm not judging you. That's your prerogative. He's become so negative. Like a guy like that, when they tell me things are so bad, and oh my God, the coronavirus, it's spreading and this. Well, then you tell me why Gucci is hitting an all-time high. The company owns Gucci. Why is the S&P retail index, S&P U.S. retail index, hitting an all-time high? What am I missing? I must be missing something. Like, do you want to be just negative and pissed off every day of your life? Because I think that's where he is. I think he's just a miserable human being. He just bitches and moans and yells. I mean, I hope people stop watching him, because unless you think he's funny, then maybe, I don't know, we have a different sense of humor. But again, I thought what he did originally was great for this industry, great for the little man out there. Thought it was awesome. But I think he's lost his way, and it sucks. But, okay, so that's we talked about that retail of what I think, and I think we're going to see a huge, once the vaccine, think about even more, it's going to happen. A lot of people asking about Bitcoin. I can't pull up the Bitcoin chart on here, but I will tell you, Bitcoin right now, I'll look on my phone because I love doing this, because it's probably at an all-time high, my Coinbase account right now. You know, I like money as much as all of you do, too. So let's see. We have Bitcoin at, yes, it is at an all-time high for me. And Bitcoin is at, man, my internet is so slow. Let's see what we got. 17,492. Let's call it 17,500, folks. We are getting close to an all-time high, 20 grand. When it was at 7, 8 grand, 9, 10, I kept saying bye, bye, bye. People saying you're crazy. Man, oh man, earlier this year, you'd be up over 100% in Bitcoin. Love it. So Bitcoin altcoins, I still love them. I will say this. People are asking about altcoins. A lot of even our altcoins have lagged recently. We're still up huge on most of them. But they've lagged Bitcoin's run in the last 4 to 6 weeks. And that's normal. Typically, you're going to see Bitcoin lead, and then you'll see the altcoins jump up, because Bitcoin will take this big run, and then you'll see the altcoins catch up to it. It's happened in history year after year, every time there's a Bitcoin rally. So don't be overly concerned about that. Stick with it. And if you're still not in some of these altcoins and are still below the buy price in our ultimate crypto portfolio, buy into them. It's because I think that there's a big, big upside there. So yes, I couldn't be happier with what's going on with Bitcoin right now. And the catalyst behind our Bitcoin play, more printing, more stimulus, more manipulation by central banks and U.S. governments of currency, people looking for safety, supply, demand, all of it's out there. And think about this. Bitcoin's what? A little over $300 billion market cap, $300 billion. We have gold, give or take. It depends who you look at, but I think it's around 9 to 10 trillion. Let's call it 10 trillion. And this is at 300 million. Gold was always kind of that anti-dollar, currency falls, anti-inflation play. I'm telling you, it's Bitcoin now. It is truly digital gold, folks. I mean, my goodness. You want some in your portfolio. See, there's my thing telling me I have a monthly webinar coming up, just so you know. Bitcoin. Somebody else asked about liquid biopsies. I've talked about this a lot, and they mentioned GH, Guardian Health. They did a secondary at earnings, and it fell on that, but just off an all-time high. Full disclosure, I own this for myself. I bought it way back in here somewhere. But I own this one for myself. I think liquid biopsy is going to be one of the biggest stories that we'll see in medicine in the next 10 years. Being able to detect cancer as early as stage zero in some of these tests, it's going to be probably the game changer when it comes to preventative medicine. Another company that's done real well recently, we had this in our portfolio. We've had it for a while. I bought another one of our stocks in a portfolio, Exact Sciences. You probably know them for the Cologuard. And they send you a box, you send them back something, and they check for colon cancer. But you can see this big spike here, another spike here. These were deals and news that had to do with liquid biopsy. It's since consolidating, pulling back, but I got to tell you, it looks great here. You know, the stocks don't go straight up. They run up. And look at this right here. Huge volume pulls back on decent, on below average volume. Huge volume pulls back on declining volume. That's exactly what you want to see. From a technical analysis standpoint, that's fantastic. So anybody asking about liquid biopsies, man, I love it. And I continue to do more and more research into smaller companies that are getting into that. But it's going to be a very, very lucrative investment for you going forward in a roaring 2020s. Stick with healthcare because somebody asked about Teladoc and Amwell. Obviously, we've had Teladoc for a very long time. I'll look at a longer-term chart here. I mean, look at this. I mean, we had it way back here in the 40s. I think back here, actually, in 2018. I mean, look how it's unbelievable. We also had Livongo, which we bought. Livongo up over several 100% because now we have shares in Teladoc. This pullback right here is one of the greatest buying opportunities you're going to have. You're not going to see much more of a pullback, in my opinion. You have large support here. The 200-day moving average is blue line right here. You are seeing big money coming out of it, though, and a lot of this is based off the vaccine coming in. People think, well, if there's a vaccine, people will not do telehealth anymore. Who in their right mind says, I want to go back to the old way of going to the doctor and sitting there and waiting and wasting half the day and having these people cough and stuff all over me? No. I mean, Teladoc is the by far global leader in telemedicine, and telemedicine is going nowhere. Was it accelerated dramatically during COVID? Absolutely. And all it did is get it started. It put on a map. Nobody knew this about this stuff before when I was recommending it 2.5 years ago. Nobody even heard of it. So, and Amwell is another one that recently went public. AMWL, you'll be able to see in behind me here in a second. You can see here, went public around $20, ran up to 42. Now we're back down to 22 and change. But again, it's gotten crushed because they think, well, nobody's going to be using telemedicine anymore. It's just crazy. I don't know. We could pull back to the teens, mid-teens. I don't know where that pullback level is. As a long-term investor, I'd start to look here and be like, okay, at some point you may want to put your toe in the water. Again, but nothing I say on this show is a recommendation. Do your own research. Do your own due diligence. Don't ever listen to some guy on YouTube or anywhere, the radio or TV, and then buy exactly what he says based on giving away free information like this. I'm not putting myself in the same camp as a lot of people because obviously you can see and know what I do. I have a very long track record. But again, if I'm talking about this, it may not fit into what you're doing. So just so you know, I'd like to put that out there at all times. We'll stick with this. Then we're going to talk about Tesla in a minute. Somebody asked about vaccine equipment when a vaccine comes out. I've been talking about this for months. I own myself. It's a company that trades over in Hong Kong. Actually trades in, I think, Shanghai. It is a glass company over there. It's one of the leading glass makers for vials for vaccines and other pharmaceuticals. I was up on it. I'm actually down on the position now. But I love that play. There's so many what we call picks and shovels, level two plays. It's going to be the vials. It's going to be the syringes. What about medical waste? What about transportation? A lot of these need to be kept at very cold spots. So what about cold storage? I mean, think about this. There's so many plays off the vaccine. That's amazing. Then you take it down to level three. Level three of plays would then be amusement parks, movie theaters, restaurants, hotels, airplanes, sports, casinos, as things get back to normal. There's so many plays, and that's why I'm putting together a portfolio I'm going to be launching soon to all investment opportunities. If you have investment opportunities, you're going to get it. And again, if you don't have investment opportunities, go buy it. It's $99 a year, and you get all this information behind the paywall. It's actually insane. And just to know what kind of following we now have, I think, almost 105,000 paid followers on investment opportunities. So we have a huge community, folks. It's awesome. Get in on it while you can. So, yeah, Amwell, I'd keep an eye on those. as well. And then, like I said, the equipment stocks. I'll just share one with you, a big name. Again, I'm not telling you about and buy it. I haven't done the research on it yet. But Corning's a big glass maker. They have some glass out there. Somebody also asked about Trane Technologies. You can see here that stock's done really well. It was public before, then it went private and came back. Fell in early 2020. I think you can see it's taken off since then. They have some, obviously, cooling equipment that could be used potentially. Again, I need to do a little more research on it, but we have a couple plays, and I'm going to put some in a portfolio here coming up as well. And then, of course, there's Tesla, which we have in a portfolio. And it gapped open, is now in a low today, but Tesla, they finally got added to the S&P 500. And once it gets added, it's going to be a top 10 largest company in the S&P 500, which is fascinating. Like, it should have been a long time ago. But I drew this, I must have drawn this the other day. Just to give you an example. Here's Tesla. This is an all-time high. This is just an uptrend line. An uptrend means higher lows, and as you can see, every time it pulls back, it's a little bit higher. What that means, folks, is every time Tesla pulls back, people waiting to buy, well, I'll pay a little more. I'm not waiting. I'll pay a little more. But we keep running into a little bit of a resistance at this level, which is around 470-ish. Break above that. This is what they call an ascending triangle. I'll give you a little techno analysis lesson here. It's ascending because this is ascending and it's a flat top. Ascending triangle, descending triangle would be flipped the exact opposite. And a symmetrical triangle would be going like this. Both kind of this going down, this going up. Ascending is extremely bullish. But the buy signal is when you break above here. So if Tesla breaks above 470, it takes off. And it probably takes off about 150 points, which is about this wide range right there. So just that's, you know, I cut my teeth in this industry teaching myself technical analysis. I've written an entire book on it. Called The Swing Trader's Bible, all about how to do it. It's 12 years old now. I was young when I wrote it, but it's still the same. Technical analysis has been the same for centuries, really, if you go back and look at chart things. So Tesla, I love it. We have it. Break above there, though. That is going to be the next big buy for Tesla. And people ask about SPACs, too, Special Purpose Acquisition Corps. You know, I have a free report on SPACs. And so I'd recommend getting that. Just go to investorplace.com/moneywire, and then you'll scroll down and all the free reports are there. Just, I think you have to put your email in, but you get the free report, and there's two SPAC ideas in there, two actual ideas for you that I like. So that's free. We ask for no credit cards, nothing. Go check that out. investorplace.com/moneywire, and then scroll down to the SPAC report. There's a bunch of free reports there, but if you're interested in the SPACs, I suggest scrolling down there. All right, I'm going to wrap it up here, I think, real quick. Let's take a look at where the markets are right now, see if we held on. S&P still down about 0.4%, so we're kind of holding right where we were. The NASDAQ down about 0.25%, kind of right where we were. Again, keep in mind, though, folks, we're right below an all-time high. Let's take a look at a Russell 2000 here. Russell 2000 ETF, it's down about 0.6%, but right there yesterday, best close ever for that index. So, again, we can't go up every day. Nice volume. We got a lot of good things going on right now. And I continue to buy. I'm probably going to buy. I got a webinar coming up, and I'm going to buy some stocks for our clients at Penn Financial Group. Of course, that's my money management firm. There's a lot of opportunity out there. I love it. I mean, it's. I got to tell you, you know, I say this to a lot of people, and I honestly believe it. We can make a lot of money, but let's have a lot of freaking fun along the way. Because it's fun for me to wake up in the middle. I hate waking up in the middle of night. But if I do wake up in the middle of night and I scroll through stocks, I'm like, okay, wow, look at this idea. I wrote down one last night in the middle of the night, a solar company that trades in Norway on the Oslo Exchange. I got another solar company trades in Hong Kong that I'm looking into. Like, it's just, man, there's so many opportunities around the world right now. It's amazing. Japan. Let me just show you Japan here really quick. Let me see if I can get it pulled up on here. I don't know if this is going to work. Let me see if this works. No. But let me show you this real quick and see if I can pull this up. Is this it? Maybe. Well, but this isn't a long term. My point is the Nikkei index just hit the best level in over two decades. I mean, so just think about that. There was the lost decades in Japan. We've recently broke out there. China looks fantastic right now. I mean, Europe looks cheap. Granted, a lot of places are shutting down, but we will open back up, folks. So be optimistic, man. We're heading into the holidays, too. Let's spread joy. None of this complaining at the Thanksgiving table, whether it's through Zoom or you're sitting next to somebody. Let's be positive. And if first time your uncle or aunt starts bitching and moaning, and tell them how good things are doing around the world and that things are going to get better. All right, folks, it is Tuesday, November 17th. I'm about to get ready for a free VIP webinar for our subscribers. But thank you so much. I'll be back Friday. On Friday, I got a special show. I'm bringing on my CEO, and we're going to talk about post-COVID plays and talk about how to play that. We're going to name names. We're going to talk a ton of stocks, all coming up Friday. Again, I'm Matt McCall. Go out there, have fun, hug somebody, tell me you love them. Be safe, number one. That's been your Moneyline, folks.
Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.